Get out of bed. It's time to get your day started. This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Three, two, one.
Yeah, good morning. It is Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Junior on Marks in the Morning. We are all here together on what will be another, it looks like the sun's already up here. Another nice day, only 49 right now, but we're going to warm up to about 70. Well, you just heard Rebecca's forecast. I don't need to repeat it. And by the way, it's good to have her back, isn't it? We all love our Rebecca Kopelman.
You guys were missing her so much. You were like, when's Rebecca getting back?
We were even following her on Twitter yesterday. We were like, when does she get back? And then I was like, oh, she just said she's getting on the plane.
Yeah.
Because she was in Florida during her vacation.
She had posted photos of her last meal in Florida. I think she's from Florida. And if you watch Iowa's News Now, obviously we can't in the morning. And I know that's when she's on. I believe she's talked about this before, but she's from Florida, so she was eating her last meal there. And we all kind of jokingly said, okay, well, she'll probably be back on the air Monday. That poor woman, she was just airborne but a few hours ago, and now she's on the radio, well, on TV as well. I'm a diva. If that were me, I'd be like, nope, not coming in.
You need a mani-pedi before you can get in.
No, I need a mani-sleep before I can get in. A mani? Man size? Man?
Oh dear.
She must have had a good nap on the plane, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Probably some Benadryl or something.
Yeah, it does it every time. All right, it's Marks in the Morning, and here are here's our hosts. I'm Johnny Marks. This is Carrie Mack and JP. Hi. We're all here. Now, this is a first. Carrie and JP are kind of matching. You both have a little bit of orange.
Oh, I just realized
a little bit of orange.
Yeah.
And we're both repping our colleges.
Yeah, you have Syracuse. I have Wartburg.
That's right.
Yeah.
So JP's got the Wartburg shirt on. And what does it say? Is that just an S?
It's an S. For Syracuse, and it's on the back of my shirt too.
Is it? And I am just wearing, what is this color? Burgundy?
Maroon.
Maroon. You're maroon 5 right now.
I'm Adam Levine.
He's maroon 1.
He's maroon 1. Uno.
Maroon solo. Welcome to the show, 606. We got another chance for you to win up to $10,000. Yes, siree. It's the Cash Cow, sponsored by Tubbs R Us. Cash code's coming up starting at 8 o'clock, as always. And that's a chance for you to maybe redo the old wardrobe. If I didn't get the orange memo, so you know what I'd do with $1,000 or the grand prize of $10,000? Well, I don't know if I'd buy any orange. JP said that's his favorite color. Did we talk about that on the air, or did that come up off the air?
I think it was off the air.
Yeah, it was off the air. Yeah.
JP's favorite color is orange, so maybe I'd buy at least an orange shirt to fit in with these guys. Every now and then, whatever you'd buy with yours, get ready, because we'll start the codes up. 8 o'clock, Marks in the Morning, is on K92.3 and off K92.3 as well. In a couple, well, tentatively, we'll say about a week and a half. These two guys and gals, JP and Carrie Mack, will be here, and I'll be elsewhere, but I'll still be around. I didn't get as many comments yesterday. I had one person message me on Facebook and say, I heard you were leaving. Where are you going? And I said, well, technically nowhere. I might have a longer commute some days, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving. And it's hard to explain, and if I did explain it, it'd be a waste of time, quite frankly. It'd be boring, so I won't explain. I'm just doing more management stuff. How's that?
I've been getting a lot of person-to-person comments, when I go to my kids' events, asking what's going on with you.
Somebody etched into a tree outside our house. Thank God.
So I've just been telling everyone you've been fired, but we haven't told you yet.
Oh, you know. Every day you go to work, you could be fired, but just not aware of it. Mm-hmm. And for that matter, so your company might not be aware you're fired yet either. I don't know. Depends how literal you want to get. Anyways, but yeah, there are going to be some fun changes coming soon to K92.3. I was going to say to Marks in the Morning. I guess technically Marks in the Morning. Whatever it becomes.
It'll just be in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking at some of the names you guys have been pitching. I won't have anything to do with it, but so far, I think my personal favorite is better looking in the morning than before.
Well, that's true. I mean,
yeah, I'll be wearing more makeup probably.
Yeah, will you? Better looking in the morning than before. It's kind of long. Can we condense that?
Just how about just better?
Better in the morning. Okay.
Better in the morning.
Hey, there we are. It's better in the morning. I like that one.
JP and Carrie terrorize the Cedar Valley in the morning.
There you go.
See, that's long, too.
Yeah, it just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. Terrorize didn't test well, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, that word just not done.
We got bad feedback, especially with moms and people over 35.
And so, the government.
And
the government.
Yeah. And this one just has to go. I'm sorry, guys. We give you a stimulus check every day in the morning. I don't think we can back that up with anything. I don't think a stimulus check can be given every single day. And even if it could, I don't think I'd name my show that. Nobody would get vacation. You'd never be able to take a vacation day.
It's not your show, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have a say, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you can keep pitching these.
Well, all right. This one is just silly. Free beer and hot wings. Isn't there already a show called that?
Yeah, there already is one. We might get in trouble legally if we try to use that.
I think there's already a show called. I think they work for the very same company we do. Well, shout out to Michigan. I think that's where they're based.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys keep working on it, although I do like that name.
I just like to eat somebody, though.
Ooh, yeah.
And you like that name. All right, Marks of the Morning is on. You know, we can't give you a stimulus check every day on the show, but we can actually give you a chance to win up to $10,000. I know we've had, what, three, four stimulus checks now? I don't think they've been anywhere near $10K, but ours is. It's the Cash Cow, sponsored by Tubbs R Us. Along the way, these $1,000 prizes, any of the cash could be yours. So keep entering the code words. We give you 8 o'clock this morning, your next chance to win on Marks in the Morning. I was telling these two that Hannah and I refinanced our house. I think that's the term. Yeah, I think I know what it is.
I think I know what I'm doing.
I think I know. Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, it'd be nice to throw some extra money towards the old mortgage. Wouldn't that be something? A $10,000 stimulus check would really help. All right, when we come back, random facts on the show. Chris Jansen right now, but random facts on the show. The most popular, this baby name is taking off. I scoured the web. I went to Reddit. And here's the baby.
A random fact. Right.
I don't get many more days to lip off to Dave, our voice guy. So, got to do it. Now, of course, he's here to respond, right? What are the names everybody's picking right now for their babies? It's Marks in the Morning. So, did I say Reddit earlier? I went to BuzzFeed. If I said Reddit, I apologize.
Yeah, you did.
I always follow the Iowa Reddit page, and so oftentimes I'll credit them for things that I didn't see there. So I got to give credit where it's due. It's BuzzFeed. And people are picking some interesting names in 2021. And now these are the ones that are at least being searched the most. So you have to assume they're going to start to be assigned. We'll know at the end of the year which names end up being the most commonly picked based on hospital records. But the number one name for boys right now, people are searching for Silas and Atticus, Arlo, Theodore, and Finn. Those would be the top five, but Silas number one.
Those are very old-timey sounding names.
Yes, yeah. They are. They are.
They also sound like they're out of a dystopian novel.
Well, which one is it? Atticus? Isn't that from To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, that's To Kill a Mockingbird. I named my first car Atticus because I was such a literary nerd.
The only Arlo I could think of was Arlo Guthrie, the musician. I can't think of another Arlo.
Arlo Guthrie. Nameberry, the website Nameberry, pointed out based on this trend that these names were huge during the 1930 World's Fair. There you go. Wow. Let me give you the girls' names because it's no different. They all sound kind of classic. Number one, Luna. Number two, Maeve. M-A-E-V-E. Maeve?
Yeah.
How you say that? Aurora, Isla, and Ariella. A-U-R-E-L-I-A.
Ariola?
No, I think it's Ariella. Ariella. Just because people are searching for these names doesn't mean they're all going to end up getting chosen, but it does mean that those are the trendy names right now.
I noticed Aurora and Luna, those are both outer space. Luna, Moon, Aurora Borealis. There's also Aurora, the Disney character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These names all seem very old-timey to me. But, you know, and you never know. Maybe during COVID, people are nostalgic.
Have you guys ever heard the name Maeve before?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I think it's a cool name.
No, where have you heard it?
People.
I've heard Mauve. Mauve?
Mauve, is that a color?
That's a color.
Like, if you named your daughter Maeve, what would be a shortened nickname for that?
May?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I like the name Vermilion.
What?
Isn't that a reddish color?
Yeah, it's a color.
I like chartreuse. That's why I'm naming my firstborn daughter.
I like charcuterie. I think I'd name a baby that. Anyways, there you go. It's Marks in the Morning.
Brie. Name her Brie.
Brie, like the cheese?
Yeah, charcuterie Brie.
Yeah. Or like the mushroom. No, that's a Bella. Never mind. All right. I knew there's some sort of food reference in there.
Come here, mushroom.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes. News and weather on the way. Music from Chris Young. It's Marks in the Morning. I'm particularly excited for this weekend, and I'll tell you two reasons why. Number one, I don't think Rebecca went quite that far in her forecast, but I checked out her long-term forecast on the Iowa's News Now website, and here's what she says for the Cedar Valley, 87 degrees on May 1st, which is Saturday. That brings me to reason number two I'm excited, because it's May, my favorite month of the year.
Because it's your birthday
why?
Month.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Birthday
month.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm also excited, and I think all three of us are going to be there. We're going to be at PIVO this weekend. It's not an official station event. I wish it were. We should have station field trip to a brewery.
Yeah, and then we get reimbursed for our costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You show them the tab. You show your business manager the tab Monday morning, and you're wearing sunglasses, and your eyes are puffy. And like, and why are you expensing $30 worth of beer for one person?
And then she's like, did you just drink? Like, no, we ate food the next day.
we had to try everything. But it's going to be fun. It's my fest this weekend at PIVO. PIVO's in Calmer, if you've never been. There's a lot of great breweries in northeast Iowa. And they've been in business for several years now, so maybe you're familiar. But if you're not, this would be a good weekend to familiarize yourself, because the music is free. First, they'll have the Gutenberg German Band. By the way, MyFest is like Oktoberfest in May. It is a German word, MyFest, M-A-I, but it's exactly as it sounds. May, my, yes, the start of May. So 2 to 5, Gutenberg German Band, and then the Bruce Behringer Band. They're very well known around northeast Iowa, 6 to 9 p.m. And the live music is going to be joined by some specialty beer in time for a German-type festival. Why not have some German-type beers? They have tons of beers there, by the way, so these aren't the only ones available. But they'll have St. Lucas Honey Weizen. Now, I think it's Weizen. W-E-I-Z-E-N. Isn't that Weizen?
Yeah, it's Weizen.
Yeah.
Weizen. Every beer there is named after a city in northeast Iowa, so St. Lucas. And many, many others. Janesville, the Schwartz beer. West Union has a beer. There's a lot, so check them out. Now, JP and I were talking yesterday. JP was able, he kind of pivoted, and when we were talking about this, Carrie and I were going to go, and my wife's going to try to join us if she's not in the field.
Well, I'm not going then.
I know. I don't know what it is. I've never seen you two in the same place. I wonder if you're the same person.
I've only met her once. She came to the building on a Saturday, and I happened to be here with you.
And you saw her on Halloween.
And Halloween. Oh, yeah, she gave me a beer. It was a trick or beer night.
Trick or beer, that's right. Yeah. Pandemic Halloween, you met her, or saw her. But anyways, the JP yesterday, he's like, oh, yeah, I can go now. So I got very excited because you, and Carrie and I have both been. I've been for several times. Carrie got to go last, a couple weeks ago. And
yeah,
it was nice
a couple
out.
Weeks ago.
So now it's JP's turn. And I was telling you about the Oshin IPA, named after, obviously, the city. But they have other IPAs. So you're kind of an IPA. Are you an IPA snob or just an IPA critic, fan? Where do you fall in your IPA spectrum?
IPA is the only beer I will drink. So you could call that a snob, but I don't have a particular one. I like to try anything new that I see on the shelf that says IPA, I'll try it.
Do you like tap beer as opposed to a bottle or a can? Do you think it's better out of a tap? Like a lot of people say, yeah, give me my Coca-Cola out of a tap or a fountain, I guess is the term.
I do not like fountain drinks. I don't like keg beer either.
Really?
Yeah. I despise fountain pop. I will not drink
Why
it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it just tastes more
syrupy, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and if you work at a restaurant and you see how fountain pop is not made, you don't see how it's made, but how it goes into the machine, it is. It's just syrup and carbonation. That's all it is.
It's like a big sack of syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's like wine in a box, but it's pop.
But don't disrespect wine in a box.
Yeah, don't go there.
But no, I do love my IPAs. I like the piney. I like the bitter.
I will.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not, the IPAs are not mine. There's two beers that I would take one of these over the other, but there are two beers I avoid if I can, IPAs and sours.
Yep.
Now, if you're into both of those, then I'm not knocking it. Obviously, JP is into the first one there, the IPA. PIVO has both, and PIVO has a pretty good sour, and I'm not a big sours guy, but IPAs, give me your favorite. Did you have a favorite, like a go-to? You go to the liquor store, you're at Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits or Happy's or wherever, and they just don't have a new one that you're compelled to try, so you go with a, quote, classic. What's your go-to?
Oh, I know what it looks like. It's a greenish can, and I cannot think. It's
Bell's?
Got a,
Bell's Two Hearted?
I like Bell's. No, I don't like Two Hearted, actually. No. But it's got a photo of the main brewer, the brewmaster, with a pitchfork and some hops on the end of the pitchfork. I cannot think of what it's called, but it's a double IPA, so it's pretty hefty stuff. It only takes me like a can, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Mountain Dew, it seems like.
It's not Mountain Dew.
All I could find was something called Pitchfork Brewing.
No, that's not it.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure?
Well, let me see.
Is it this one? It's got a...
No, that's not it.
Oh, there's another... Somebody ripped off the brewery.
I want to say it's like Nugget. I don't know.
Nugget?
If I was standing in front of it right now, I'd be punching myself in the face.
Well, some beer fan you are.
Give me like 5 minutes. I'll research
right,
it.
You look that up.
Give you 5 minutes. Wow.
All right. Well, he's doing that. Not that we're all on bated breath here. Pivo Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's when my fest is going on. And I'll say it again. You're not going to be asked at the door to pay anything. The music's free. All right. And the beer, of course, well worth it. Not very expensive either. So check it out. I love Pivo. Pivo Brewery up in Kalmar. If you need directions, I'm just Googling P-I-V-O. Does anybody want to take a stab at this, what Pivo means in English? It's a Czech word.
Beer.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it is beer.
Nailed it.
Did you know that?
Logically.
No, but my sister took a German class.
I drink German beer, so there we go.
Did you know that one from that?
She didn't learn how to say beer in German, but no? I picked up a few words myself when I was Googling it.
It's funny, they have Czech days up, is it Protovin? I'm going to get yelled at.
Yeah, it is Protovin.
Protovin, yeah. And Pivo did a special beer for that a couple of years ago. Well, obviously we didn't have one last year. So they do a lot of stuff in the community. And it's not a long drive to Kalmar. We're going to be there on Saturday. I'm not saying come to see us. It's not an official station event, but we'll be there. All right, what do we got here? Here's some exciting things for you on the show still to come today. Listen to all this good stuff we've got. Oh, you got
I figured it out.
What is it?
Hop Rising. Hop
I've never
Rising.
Heard of it. Is that the brewery too?
Squatters is the name of the brewer.
Squatters
Hop Rising Double IPA. See, it's got a picture of it.
Do you have it pulled up?
Yeah, it's a big bearded dude. Holding a pitchfork with a...
I've never seen that beer in a store
good.
Before.
It's right? very good.
Or a yeah. restaurant.
I don't know where it's made, but that's my go-to.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's only in cans there in the photos?
They used to have in bottles. Now I guess I don't know.
Well.
I don't really look at it. I just drink it.
Smack my bottom. I've never heard of that beer.
No, thank
that's
you.
That's fascinating. Yes, please don't. Here's what's coming up. Toby Keith tickets coming up this morning on this show. I'm very excited about this. We're giving away... another pair of tickets, if you can identify.
I should have been a cowboy.
The fake cowboy.
I should have learned to row.
I'll give you three options. They're all real cowboys except for one. You have to tell me who he or she is, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Mr. Toby Keith in October at the new Extreme Arena in Coralville. How new is it? This is the first announced show. And our shout out to our friend Rory from the venue who sent us some really cool... Did we post the photo or did I drink the beer? She actually sent us a beer and some.
She sent
cool
she sent you a beer.
I remember when it came in the mail last week.
Oh yeah, you were in my office.
Yeah, and then you thought it was the tickets, and I picked it up. I'm like, this isn't tickets. No, this is heavy.
This is way better. We don't even want. Oh wait, yeah, we do want tickets. But anyways, that's coming up here later on this morning, 8:20, about an hour from now. Gender Bender's on the way too. That's coming up. Mark's in the morning. All right, 7:20. Gender Bender in 15 minutes. We were talking about this off the air. If you don't like football, don't worry. It's not what we're going to talk about. It's just a roundabout way to get there. There is a player. The draft is what? Tomorrow?
Tonight.
Yeah. Oh, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Tomorrow, Thursday. No, it's tonight. There's a player everybody is either familiar with or will be very soon. His name is Trevor Lawrence, right, JP?
Yeah.
Clemson quarterback. I saw him all over TV the last couple of months of the college season. He's a long-haired dude. Who's going to be drafted overall first round. He's already worth over $2 million just on a Gatorade contract alone, right? A multi-year Gatorade endorsement. He's doing some cryptocurrency endorsements. He's set. More money right there than most of us will make in our entire lives, and he hasn't set foot on an NFL football field yet. He will. but he hasn't.
Can you imagine that, Kerry? He's roughly the same age as you, just getting out of college. Ryan. No.
Thanks for the reminder.
No, think of
he
this.
Has a $2 million deal.
That's where I'm getting at. You're fresh out of college.
Yeah.
This is his job. So, you know, you get a job and all of a sudden companies are just dumping money on you. How would that affect you? I mean, Johnny and I were saying off the air, you would really find out who your true friends are because you're going to have money grabbing people everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
That's a lot of pressure. All of a sudden you go from not having any money and then all of a sudden now you're a multimillionaire within a snap of a finger.
With just, yeah, exactly. And what did you say? Jacksonville's going to draft him?
Yeah.
So here's my question. And again, it's not really football related per se. You come out of this endorsement deal with $2+ million in your bank account or a guaranteed $2 million. I'm sure he doesn't get it all up front. Let's say he's a great dude. I'm not saying he does anything stupid off the field because that could easily get your endorsement revoked. But let's just say he's terrible. It doesn't work out. We see this sometimes. Was it James Winston?
Jameis Winston.
He didn't pan out. Actually, he did have some other issues too. But let's just say this guy is a really nice guy. Tim Tebow caliber human being. But he stinks. Are they stuck with him? Is Gatorade stuck with him? Like, he's still in there. He maybe even becomes a backup quarterback. Maybe he just doesn't play. But are they stuck with this huge endorsement just based on a guy who stinks? Again, he could be the nicest guy. But what if he's not good? And I'm not trying to jinx the guy. I'm sure he's going to be fantastic. But what if he's not good?
Kerry, do you still have your endorsement with Gatorade?
I actually lost it, when we started talking about Pevo.
They were
like, our major competitor is the beer marketing industry, so we have to...
Beer is very hydrating, so I could see why.
Yes.
Can you imagine if they couldn't get out of the contract? It's 5-6 years from now, and you still see Trevor Lawrence on TV. He's like, hey, you remember me. I played 14 snaps for the Jaguars, and then they cut me.
Then I snapped my leg.
But I still drink Gatorade.
Gatorade, it's good. I'm just curious.
From a hospital bed. Yeah. It's great.
I'm sure this has happened. I'm sure there have been endorsements with college guys coming out of college who don't pan out. And again, they could be good people off the field, but maybe they're not good on the field.
And that's the chance these companies are taking. If Gatorade wouldn't have jumped on this opportunity and he turns out to be the best quarterback of all time, they would be kicking themselves for the rest of the Gatorade franchise's career.
But they're still getting their money's worth because what are we doing? We're talking about Gatorade.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure tonight when they announce his name, I'm sure he's going to be wearing a Gatorade shirt while he'll be dressed up in a suit. But
on
his table where he's sitting waiting for his name, I'm 99.9% sure there's going to be a bottle of Gatorade sitting there.
You're totally right. No doubt. I didn't even think of that. You're right, he will. Well, he's going to need all that energy to hug his family.
I'm curious what flavor of Gatorade it'll be. Usually orange.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Oh, no way. Orange is the best.
I just lost my Gatorade endorsement, guys. I can do whatever I want now.
She's a Powerade fan now. The NFL draft happens tonight. It's in Cleveland. Anybody know the only Iowa Hawkeye ever to be picked number one in the draft? By the way, you can read this story on the K92.3 app. Do you know who he was?
I don't, but I saw this.
Picked him.
Really? I saw this article, and I didn't click on it, and it's a Green Bay Packer?
Aaron Dodgers? Is that the guy?
Aaron Dodgers.
That's why you lost your Gatorade.
Yeah. First of all, Aaron Dodgers works for UPS. Get it right. No, it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Who was it?
Randy Duncan.
Oh, Randy Duncan! Everyone knows who he is.
I don't even know what position he was. This makes me feel terrible.
He was a QB.
Oh, I feel terrible. I didn't know this as a diehard Packers fan.
QB quarter pounder? You know how much I know about sports.
Stop it.
You remember Chuck Long from the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Hawkeyes?
Yep.
Number 12 by the Lions. Robert Gallery, do you remember him?
Yes, he played for the Raiders. He was drafted by the Raiders.
And he came close. He was a number two draft pick. So their only number one was Randy Duncan.
Huh,
and the fact
that
we don't remember him might not
be. It must have been a long time ago, I'm assuming. Please don't tell me.
57.
Okay, good. Well before my time.
That year, Iowa went 7-1-1, and he was named All Big Ten. But I don't know how he did for the... Well, you know what? Read the article. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out on the K92.3 app. All right, we'll be back with Gender Bender next time, Mark.
He's ready. Are you ready? It's time to play Gender Bender on Marks in the Morning. Hey, Johnny Marks, who are our contestants today?
Well, this will be a unique round of Gender Bender for sure. I'm excited about it. It's Marks in the Morning. Amber, we'll start with you. You're on line one from Cedar Falls. Amber, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Amber has not played with us before, so I'm excited to have her on the show representing the ladies. Your opponent is 8 years old, so this will be fun. His name is Eli. Eli, where are you calling from this morning?
Denver.
Denver, Iowa, we assume. And
is Eli now the youngest contestant ever in this game?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, to be clear, you do have to be at least 18 to win a prize. So if Eli wins, whoever's driving the car that he's in, and we assume it's not Eli.
Eli's driving, so he has to multitask.
We'll get the gift card. So we're going to get started. Here's how the game works. Eli will get his questions from Carrie Mack. And who, by the way, is babysitting him after the show. And Amber will get her questions from JP, and whoever has a better score wins. Now, I do have a percentage-based tiebreaker in case we need it. I'm just going to tease you and tell you it might have something to do, since the NFL draft is tonight. Might have to do with football, but it's not going to be one that favors one gender over the other. All right, let's see how we go, how we start here. Amber, who's going first, you or Eli?
We'll let Eli.
Well, this will be cute. All right, Carrie Mack, turn down the Teletubbies, or whatever kids watch, and go ahead with your questions.
Okay, Eli, do you eat cereal?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you might get this one. What breakfast cereal uses the slogan "Snap, Crackle, Pop"?
Ice Krispies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Eli.
We would have also accepted Carb Krispies. One day you'll get there. All right, now one for one.
Okay, Eli, what type of outdoor furniture is made from woven cane or bamboo?
Well.
Yeah, this is a tough one, Eli.
It's outdoor furniture, so you might get this type of chair or this type of basket, even.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't either.
I didn't. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that either, Eli.
What is it, Carrie Mack?
Wicker.
Oh, wicker. Okay. Sounds, that checks out.
Yeah.
Yes, it
sounds
does.
Right. It could be completely wrong, but it sounds good.
What's number three?
Okay, Eli, this is the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I'm sure Eli's a big fan.
Eli can binge watch in about 10 years when it's on Netflix.
I know your mom probably lets you watch it all the time. Can you name one of the Kardashians?
Mm.
Kim.
Yes!
Oh. Kim Kardashian. Well, there you go. Can you name a president of the United States? No. All right. Eli has scored 2 out of 3, which is almost his age. And so, Amber, now that's the score to match for a tiebreaker. Or if you get all three right, you'll be the winner. Good luck.
Amber, how are you going to feel if you lose to an 8-year-old this morning?
It's okay.
Okay. All right. All right, Amber.
Better sport than me. I'd be very sad.
Cartoon character Fred Flintstone is on the cover of what cereal box?
Cocoa Pebbles.
Yes. By the way, this is good timing. The Flintstones, every single episode of the Flintstones will be on the Tubi streaming service this weekend.
I like Tubi.
Hey, it's free.
Tubi's free. Yeah. I think they might throw some ads at you, but it's worth it if you like those. He's also on Fruity Pebbles, right? Is it Cocoa and Fruity?
Yep. Okay. All right. What's another name for a small donkey? Is it a mule, a jack, or a burro?
You said for a small dog?
Small donkey. Hee-haw.
Donkey?
Like Shrek's buddy.
Yeah. Is it
a mule.
A mule? What's a mule? That's a horse-donkey mix. Isn't that what a mule is?
It's also a drink.
Oh, that from Russia, yeah. It's actually a burro. A burro is another name for a small donkey.
All right, you need to get this one right, Amber, in order to force a tiebreaker.
All right, hopefully you were listening about 10 minutes ago because we were just talking about this. The only number one draft pick for the Iowa Hawkeyes was a guy named Randy Duncan. He was a quarterback in the 1950s. Who picked him for the top overall draft pick? Was it the Bears, the Texans, or the Packers?
Oh. We'll say the Bears.
It was actually the Green Bay Packers.
He ended up in the Canadian football
League. Yeah, he didn't. We looked it up. He didn't even play a single snap in the NFL. He decided he wanted more money and went to the Canadian Football League.
And he wasn't. He ended up as a lawyer or something.
Yeah, and he went to Drake. He went to law school at Drake afterwards.
Oh. Well, congratulations to our
job, Eli.
Eli.
to our winner this morning. Eli, I suppose I should play you off right. There we go. Oh, there you go. Never get this excited when anybody else wins. Amber, it's okay. I think you should call back tomorrow and try again.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, all right.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Amber.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Amber. Eli, congratulations. What are you up to this morning?
Going to school.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Man, you're going to have some mean bragging rights today with all your buddies.
I thought maybe you were heading to your stuffy 9-to-5 at an office, but I'm glad you're in school. Where do you go to school, buddy?
Denver Elementary.
Oh, there we go. Okay, well, that makes sense if you're in Denver. Well, we will get you hooked up 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, so in about 10 minutes, we're going to give away more Toby Keith tickets. Yesterday, we sent you, if you are an app subscriber, and I hope you are, we sent you an app alert with early access to purchase tickets to see Toby in concert at the Extreme Arena. This is the new venue in Coralville, Iowa, which is not terribly far from here. I would suggest when you go down there, if you're going down there to maybe spend the night, maybe make a little trip out of it, check out some beer from Back Pocket. I haven't been to any of the restaurants over there, but I do know that's the closest Trader Joe's.
I'm going.
Otherwise, you'd have to go to Rochester, Minnesota, or Des Moines. I don't know if Iowa City has one.
I've never been to a Trader Joe's. Is it a restaurant? I don't even know what it is.
It's a grocery store. Yeah. Oh, grocery store lifestyle,
okay.
Same thing.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even know what it was. I've heard of it.
A lot of people swear by them.
Huh.
Hannah loves them, too. So I think if I were to go to Toby Keith, she would probably spend the entire time at Trader Joe's.
And I will come with her, and we will pretty much destroy the store.
Right. The new arena, by the way, the Extreme Arena, holds about 6,500 people. So it's perfect size for a show.
It is. A good intimate show. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. If you get that early access code that we gave you, not only do we have the website, but the code word. And I don't want to confuse you with cash, win cash, cash cow. So I'll leave it there. But you can win tickets here coming up in a few minutes. All right, Carrie, I understand you have you applied to be on this show, or are you in the process of it?
I'm in the middle of applying right now. I have to submit a minute long video pitching what I would do on the show and like what I would bring to the show.
So what show are you attempting to become a part of?
It's one of my favorite shows on Netflix right now, The Circle. It's pretty much like Big Brother meets Catfish meets everyone stays in their apartment and texts each other.
Oh, okay. A reality show where you don't leave your home? Sign me up.
And from what we looked like, we watched this trailer yesterday because Johnny and I hadn't heard of this show. It looks like there's no human interaction whatsoever. I mean, face-to-face. It's all done over a screen. Which could be a bit much for people if you like to interact face-to-face and you're stuck in a room the entire time.
That would be my big problem, but I've done some research.
Okay.
And the producers do talk to you sometimes to make sure everything's A-okay, and you are able to go and see a therapist if you really need to.
So it sounds like it has affected people in prior seasons.
Because you're locked inside for months. What is that like? It's like quarantine.
It's like COVID. Yeah. I was going to say. It's a year ago.
I'm assuming all the food gets catered in.
Yeah.
I wonder if you are allowed to leave, but they monitor you so you don't run into the other contestants.
So what happens is I think you can sign up to go to certain places at certain times. Like they have a gym. They have a hot tub on the roof.
It's like you're in school. You got to raise your hand to use the bathroom.
Can I go, please?
When does the bar open?
They also send you like alcohol and food and little baths.
Well, they want to loosen you up. That's why in every reality show they're drinking.
Yeah, there is exactly. There is no reality show where alcohol isn't flowing 24/7. It's back in the day, cigarettes used to get sent to troops, and that's how a lot of them came home smoking. Well, alcohol probably gets sent to reality stars, so that's why they all come home smelling like Chardonnay.
I'm curious, with the application you're working on, is it more in depth than like an application to work here when you first got hired? It seems like they want to know so much more information.
They're asking things that you really can't ask in a job application. Like they're asking me, are you in a relationship? What's your sexuality?
Yeah, you can't ask that. Yeah.
No, yeah. And they're asking me what my thoughts are on social media because this is like a whole big thing about social
media. Tell them how I feel about Mark Zuckerberg. You're a shoo-in. If you quote me when the mics are off on my thoughts on Mark Zuckerberg, you are guaranteed to get kicked off of Facebook. See, oh, wait, that's not what you're
saying.
That's not the goal.
And say you fill out this application, which you are doing, and hopefully you do get picked, but if you don't, they still have all this information on you.
Uh-huh.
They actually, they asked if I don't get picked, is it okay if they use my information to be a catfish? To be one of the people, because the whole idea is you go in there, you gain popularity, and you can pretend to be someone else or you can be yourself. My game plan is to go in as myself.
Okay.
And, but the there's an option for you to, like, pretend to be someone else, use their photos, use their whole identity, and see how people perceive you differently.
My name is Jethro Clamp. What was the name I used for the cowboy
Justice
game?
Justice Clamp.
Justice T. Clamp. So, reality show aside, for JP, let me ask you, if you could be on any show, game show, reality show, something that needs recurring cast or new cast members, if you would, what would you choose?
What was that?
A bird flew by.
I thought there was a bat in here. We saw the shadow.
For a split second, I thought we were being dive-bombed by a pigeon.
I ducked. I thought it was coming at me. It freaked me out.
I was going to say something I shouldn't say.
Wow.
What would you be on? What show?
It definitely wouldn't be Jeopardy because you have to be smart for that.
Well, now.
I would say, man, I don't watch many game shows. I don't watch reality show at all. I don't know. I have no idea.
I can see you being on Survivor, maybe.
Yeah, that's outdoorsy. I would enjoy that. Yeah, I definitely would like.
You'd be good on
Survivor. I wouldn't want to do Naked and Afraid.
Oh, no.
I'd just be afraid of being naked.
I was going to say, America might be a little more afraid of that.
Survivor would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, I would definitely go with Wheel of Fortune.
You would crush it,
I guess,
honestly.
I'm the only one that's doing a game show. You think I'd be good? The thing is, we watch it. Hannah and I try to watch it when we can. I'd love Jeopardy, but it's on while I'm still working. Wheel of Fortune is on at, what, 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
Right after Ron Steele gets done.
I can see you as a contestant in Wheel of Fortune. Like, I'd like to solve the puzzle, Pat. And then you get it wrong, and, like, you just start mumbling four-letter words that you shouldn't be. I can just see you getting upset.
Kind of like when I'm talking to my computer in the office. Yeah. I know what you're referencing.
I can see you heckling some of the other contestants. Like, if they get something wrong, and they do something stupid, like, loser!
You put an S on the end.
What's up, Vanna?
You'd be flirting with Vanna.
Hey, Vanna. I'd like to solve the puzzle. Hey, Vanna. Nope. All right. What about you? If you could be on any show, not like a scripted sitcom, but a show that routinely needs new either contestants or, in the case of a reality show, I guess they are contestants. Both the shows you referenced are contestant-based. What would you be on? Do you remember the show Real World? Maybe Carrie does, but I'm looking at you, JP. That's an oldie from MTV.
Mm-hmm.
That one, back in the day, I worked with a guy in radio who was on it at one season.
Oh.
All right, I think it was Noah's Road Rules. Road Rules, which is hard to say. He was on one of them. I think it was Road Rules. Anyway, he was telling us about it a couple times, and it's exactly what you guys were saying, where they get pumped full of alcohol and they just film 24/7.
I suppose he had great stories that they can't air on the show, and a lot of the behind the scenes of how it actually works.
Yeah.
I bet he was just a plethora of knowledge.
He was fun to talk to about it. All right, we got to get. I've got some good ones today. It's our last day, not our last day to win Toby Keith tickets, but our last day of doing it here on the radio. Your chance to win our final pair before they go on sale. Officially, we have the pre-sale today at 10 a.m. All that info on the K92.3 app. But if you tap the Toby Keith button on the app, you can enter to win there, and that's how we'll give away our final pair of tickets tomorrow. So 833-4985. I'm going to play Spot the Fake Cowboy or Cowgirl. If I happen to run a name by you that sounds suspiciously unreal, that would be the one to choose. 833-4985. If you have no idea who any of these people are, you got a 1 in 3 chance of winning. And I'm taking caller number 10 right now. Hi, who's this?
Tristan.
Hi, Tristan. Where are you calling from today?
Waterloo.
Okay, so Tristan from Waterloo, you have a chance to see Toby Keith in Coralville at the Extreme Arena coming up in October. Show is on the 14th. Here are your three cowboy or cowgirl names. Tell me the fake one. Billy Texas Williams, Catherine Deer, or Ty Murray. One of those aren't real. What's that?
The first one.
Billy Texas Williams. Billy Texas Williams was a very famous nobody. I made him up. Nice job. Very good.
Billy Williams is a former Chicago Cub.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Now, Catherine, D-E-R-R-E, if I said her name wrong, it's probably because she's not known by that. She was Kitty Canute, or Canet, back in the 18... Actually, she was born in the 1800s, but in the early 1900s, she was a famous ladies' relay rodeo racer. I don't know, back in the old frontier days. And Ty Murray is a well-known professional rodeo cowboy, so that one was probably the easiest. Congratulations, my man. You're going to the show in a few months. You got plans for October 14th. I bet a lot of people can't say that. Hang on the line. We'll get your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations. Okay, so you want to win our last pair of tickets. Win them before they go on sale. Get the K92.3 app. If you already got it, you're good to go. Tap the Toby Keith button, enter, and win. Gear up. We are the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. I'm Johnny Marks. This is Carrie Mack and JP. James Patrick, and if you're looking to keep the show going when we're done, check us out on demand on the K92.3 app. You can listen anywhere, anytime. That is, if you have internet. I guess that's about it, right? You need at least 3G. If you can't get those 3Gs, you might not be able to listen. Or as my mom still thinks it's called, Wiffy.
Oh, that's Wiffy. Cute.
Yeah, it's real cute. After work, I've been driving down lately to Cedar Rapids, and they have 5G. 5G! I was like, oh my gosh, it goes up that high? One more G, and I'll need two hands to count them all. And I know some people have 5G in the Cedar Valley. Our phone plan, the JP, all three of us, I think, have the same phone company. They have not introduced 5G yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I bought a 5G phone about 2 years ago because it was supposed to get to Waterloo in 2019, and it's still not here.
Yeah.
I still don't understand the G's. Is it great, 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 great? Is that why?
It means generation.
Yes.
It's the fifth generation.
3G is like about the lowest now. They don't really have... They do have a 2G, but I don't think that there's a G anymore.
Is this just data? I still don't understand.
It's speed. It's essentially speed.
Yeah, they do an upgrade or an update to the towers to make it better, faster.
Better, faster, stronger, better.
I think what it really is they'll do an update so that your phone can go up in price.
Yeah.
And you can tell all your friends and sound pretentious, like I'm doing right now by telling you I had 5G yesterday.
You are kind of bragging about it.
Well, and what I'm getting at is I didn't have it for long because the building I went to had Wi-Fi, which was very fast, and I didn't need 5G. But what I am getting at is the small amount of time I stopped to get gas and I had to send a photo of a parking pass to somebody. So the short time that I was in the 5G, I didn't think it was any faster. But then again, I have nothing to compare it to.
I suppose if you're going to watch or stream a movie or a show or download a song, then maybe you'll notice it.
That's right. I should have been watching S Creek on my phone at the gas station. That would have been a good test. But I didn't. All right, we're running a little behind. So, JP, I hate to make you go quick here, but what's your history lesson?
Well, let's see.
Or do you want to skip it today?
No, I've got one for you.
Okay, all right.
It was on this day in 1913.
Oh.
An invention was invented that most of us use every single day, but you probably don't think about it.
Toaster.
Nope. On this day in 1913, a guy in New Jersey patented the zipper.
Oh, wow. This date in history, they had zipper. Before that, what were we doing? Buttoning up everything?
He called this invention the hookless fastener, which doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Doesn't give you any sort of satisfaction to say.
But he's from New Jersey, though, so can't blame him.
It was invented on this day, so that'd be 108 years ago. Manufacturing zippers and other slide fasteners on this day is now a $200 million a year business. Think about it, though. Jeez. It's something on your bag, on your pants, on your coat, sometimes on your sweatshirts, and you probably don't think twice about it when you zip it up. But someone has to make that, and that costs money because it's made out of metal.
Yeah. Imagine if we didn't have zippers. We couldn't do that zip it signal with our mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
And you couldn't say XYZ. Do you know what XYZ stands for?
Examine on the zippers? Zipper.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I didn't know if it... Thank you, Carrie. Fine. It's, you know... I have 5G.
Oh, good for you.
When I go down the road about 30 miles.
Do you know how great, 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 great your phone is? Great.
One more. Thank you. All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes on Mark's In the Morning. And while maybe you have to XYZ, whatever the case may be with us at 9 o'clock because that's your next cash cow. Closing in on May 1st, a lot of celebrity birthdays today. And do we have any tennis fans in the studio? Any avid tennis fans?
No love from me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
I didn't get
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That just no, I do.
You have no love.
This is a big day for tennis fans, birthdays anyways. Andre Agassi is 51 today. Andre Agassi was, I remember him, I don't remember him from tennis, I remember him from those old Canon commercials where he had the Canon cameras. And then I never heard of these two. Bob and Mike Bryan, 43, they're tennis twins who have won 16 Grand Slam titles.
What? I've never heard of them.
And are the most dominant athletes, American athletes in the past decade. I have never heard of either.
Bob and Mike Bryan?
The Bryans, B-R-Y-A-N.
Never heard of them.
Oh, the Bryans. No, I have no clue who they are.
Never heard of them. Oh, look at that. When you go to their Twitter, it has birthday balloons go by. I've never seen that. That's cute.
You've never seen that?
No, I'm never on Twitter.
Oh, my
Unless
gosh.
I'm tweeting at Rebecca Kopelman, I'm never on Twitter.
You tweet at her so much, it's a little weird.
It is a little weird. Daniel Day-Lewis, one of the great, I think he's one of the best actors of all time.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is 64. Also one of the pickiest actors. He doesn't just show up in movies. He makes sure they're good. He's a 3-time Oscar winner, a 6-time nominee.
I think he's retired now.
Yeah.
He is. And here's the thing. He's been around since 1971, less than 30 credits to his name. In fact, in the past 15 years, he's only been in 6 movies.
What?
Yeah. And one of them I know he won an Oscar for, the movie Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's been in stuff since, but that was big. If you're a fan of that show, The Blacklist, it's Megan Boone's birthday. She plays Elizabeth Keene. I haven't watched that show in forever. Here's what JP will appreciate. Uma Thurman is 51.
Yeah, one of my favorites. Kill Bill, one of the best movies ever.
Was she the bride? Did she have a name?
She was the bride. No, she was just bride. Well, actually, Beatrice. Beatrice was her name.
Oh, they did reveal her name?
Oh.
Here's one for you. I won't give her age. You can guess. But Michelle Pfeiffer. Scarface. Catwoman. Well, Batman Returns.
62.
I have it in front of me, so I'm not going to say.
Oh,
62.
Oh, you're so close. Wow. Higher.
63.
Yeah.
What? I was so close. Yeah.
This is a huge celebrity birthday day. Jerry Seinfeld.
Why are you talking about birthdays?
Where do you go to buy a deathbed? Is that the Beyond in Bed Bath & Beyond? That's a real Jerry Seinfeld.
And I don't think he looks his age either. He's doing well for his age.
He doesn't. He looks young. He's 67. And country superstar, one of the greatest of all time, still alive and well, Willie Nelson, 88 years old, excuse me. 88 years old.
He does look his age.
I wonder what's growing in his backyard. Just a question.
You can get a license for it in Iowa, so to grow it in Iowa.
These days, he's living his best life. He can do it in the open. Doesn't have to worry about it. And I'm sad to say, because he'd still probably be alive and well, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. was born on this day in 1951. He died in 01.
No, Dale Sr.
Dale Sr. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dale Jr. He's alive and well. Dale Earnhardt, he was killed at a Daytona 500 in 2001. The Daytona 500 in 2001. I was at a Minnesota Wild hockey game when that happened, and I remember they announced it during the game.
I was in Las Vegas at the time, yeah, and all of a sudden it started showing up on the screens everywhere.
Oh, that was a big story.
I was a toddler.
And keeping on the country theme, Michael Ray is 33 today. I'm going to give you a chance to guess why Michael Ray pops up in the news from time to time besides country music. And he's been in the news lately. Because of his ex? Anybody remember who he was married to?
His ex-wife?
Oh, his ex?
I have no idea.
Give us a hint.
It's Carly Pierce. That's
Oh, wow.
Oh, of course. And she has that awesome album.
Yeah. Carly Pierce is his ex. They divorced amicably, but we really never... maybe she revealed it. He's 32, nor is he 33. 33 today. 33 today. Was married to Carly Pierce for just a number of months. They did not make it long, but still, happy birthday. All right, we've got Weird News Rodeo coming up in just a couple minutes on the show. And JP, do you have a tease for us?
Yeah, it's about a guy who was married multiple times in a short amount of time.
Wow.
Well, I guess we'll find out who he is and what his story is. The public. Hope you're having a great Friday, Junior. Throwbacks every hour while you work. We had our first unofficial first one this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And guess what? I've got another George Strait for one for you coming up next hour. Check yes or no. Or, I'm sorry, coming up after the weather. So not next hour, not next segment. About 5 minutes from now. Garth Brooks at 10 o'clock. Jess will have a Garth Brooks song as a throwback. All right, JP, what you got for Weird News Rodeo today? Wait, I've got...
You mean Nashville News?
Yeah, why is it Nashville News?
Terry and I were over here just dying, trying not to laugh.
I don't know why that's in there. Hang on.
We caught it right away. We just let you go.
We should do a switcheroo one day, though.
You know why? That's why I think why subconsciously I said next hour, because Nashville News is at 50 after.
Oh, that was good.
You should have just left it. I wouldn't have caught it.
Oh.
Clearly.
If you had some Nashville News pulled up right now, I would have grabbed it and I would have started reading it and see if Johnny
would have like, oh gosh, oh God.
You can tell I'm winding down my run on this show.
He's
because I
out.
Haven't been. No, I'm not. I just don't know what I'm doing anymore.
We see, you're not committed to us.
Oh. That's accurate.
Okay.
All right, what you got, man?
In a completely bizarre situation, kind of like Johnny.
Yeah.
A man in Taiwan married the same woman four times and divorced her three times in a span of 37 days.
Wow.
Why would someone do that? Is it because he hates her? Obviously, he doesn't hate her. He kept marrying her.
Yeah. Money.
Yes.
Alcohol. Oh, money?
To get paid leave from his job. The guy found a loophole, and he rolled with it.
Oh, my
the guy
goodness.
Requested leave for his wedding and honeymoon, which he was given 8 days of paid time off for by the bank he's employed by. So he got eight days paid for it.
That's so cool.
His first wedding was April 6th of last year. And as soon as his marriage leave came to a close, he and his wife sadly divorced.
I'm confused. You said loophole. Is this a government thing where they in Taiwan, you said?
In Taiwan.
Do they have to, by law, give you time off? Because if it's not a government thing, if it's an employer thing, they'd fire him for that.
Yeah, he got 8 days paid time off.
It's got to be the country or the Taiwan has to be the one. Because, like I said, if you pulled that at your job, they would just can you.
My question is, this is eight days, and you're probably going to dive into this. So four times, so like 32 days?
Yeah, yep.
You got a month off.
Yeah, I'll give you, here's some more information. So as soon as they got divorced the first time, they immediately reconciled and remarried the very next day.
Oh, shocking.
And the guy told his boss, well, I just got married. I've got another days off, 8 days off, because you are legally entitled to give this to me as a newlywed. His boss couldn't do anything about it. So once he realized this was working, he basically rinsed and repeated to get the same days off for a total of 32 days.
Oh,
he got a month paid time off
within
37 days.
Do you think his mother-in-law, each time they broke up, was like, I told you so. Oh, they're back together. I knew he was wrong. Oh.
So the bank figured out what he was doing and refused to grant him this extra paid leave. They gave him the first 8 days, but they said, no, then we're not doing this. So he filed a complaint against his boss with the Labor Bureau. They investigated and they said, no, you are legally entitled to give this guy this much time off because that is the rule.
Did they close the loophole?
They're going to have to now.
That's so smart, though.
He must have a good amount of money because divorces are expensive and marriages are expensive. Even if you're just getting the license and doing the quick and dirty, like, you know, in and out of the courthouse, whatever. I don't know if it's the same there, but that's still going to cost you quite a bit.
So how long has he been married to his wife or second wife, third wife, and fourth wife?
In 37 days, he married her four times and divorced her three times.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted an invite to every one of those weddings, and I feel left out. And I wasn't invited more than twice.
Even worse for the bank, not only were they told, no, you have to give them 32 paid days off, the bank was also fined for violating the law, the total of $700 US. Which is more in Taiwan, but if you break it down to American coinage, it's $700.
Well, so there you go.
That's just getting kicked twice for the bank.
Oh, my gosh.
But this guy, credit this guy, man, he figured it out.
That's what I'm going to do.
And his wife rolled along with it. She's like, well, we're getting free money. We're going on vacation. Why not?
That's the sign of a good marriage, that you found a good partner, if they're willing to go into this whole thing with you.
All right. It's Marks in the Morning. There you go. If marriage is grand, divorce is 10 grand. And they had to do it over and over again. We'll be back in just a few minutes. George Strait on the way, along with the new Blake Shelton song, News and Weather, too. It's Marks in the Morning on the Mighty K92.3. Luke Bryan, most people are good. Carrie Mack saw that music video at Whiskey Road a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
remember?
I did.
It came on. I'm like, oh, it's Luke Bryan. Most people are good. You said, wow, you really phoned it in for this video.
Oh, harsh.
I'm going to be honest. You have done some much better work.
It's an uplifting, upbeat video. It's not the most exciting, per se.
No, it's just, he's just like chilling out, dancing in front of stuff.
In front of a green screen?
Oh, I love when they dance in front of a green screen. It's so exciting.
It's not. It's 9:40. We've got weird news. Man, I am. I have.
God, you're leaving.
I'm going to be honest with you. Once 8 o'clock hits, I am not on this show anymore, and that's why I'm leaving this show.
But you're giving us some good laughs.
Some good laughs.
The best part is you've been saying things. And Carrie and I will pick up on it right away, and you just keep going, and we'll look at each other. I'm like, did he just say that?
Yeah, because I literally have my email open. I have 7 radio stations I'm responsible for. So this one, even though I'll always love K92.3, I'm not here after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you are literally being pulled in 7 different directions.
So I'm like, okay, what does this email say? Weird News Rodeo coming up.
Huh? Don't care about us.
No, I do care about you.
No, you don't.
If he didn't care, he wouldn't be here.
Yes. Starting next week, I won't care anymore. But this week, I still care. I'll always care, and I still work here. A lot going on. All right. What do you got for us in Nashville news, which is 8 minutes away, which was coming up a lot later until I goofed up there.
A lot earlier, you mean? I'm talking about a collab between two of my favorite K-Country artists.
Okay, we're going to find out who they are coming up. And remember to download the K92.3 app, because whatever we talk about in Nashville news or even weird news, rodeo quite often, shows up on the app. U.S.